Crane Park in Kapahulu has seen better times. 30 to 40 people live in and around the park now. They're clustered in groups around the pavilion. One man plays an ukulele, kind of Tiny Tim style. And on the park side, I met Jonathan, 42, from Kalihi. He was a transporter at VIP Trans, but with medical issues and bills, he couldn't keep his job and ended up on the street. Now his job wants him back, but his medical condition has worsened.
The cost's been bothering us a lot, the sweeps and everything. And just recently, they just arrested me for four warrants I had. It's all park-related.
What do you mean park-related?
Being in the park after 10 o'clock, having too much things in the park and stuff like that. Basically, they didn't arrest me and, three other people. Two other people. And for just to eliminate all our things. For me, I only had one wagon, that's it. And when they came, I had my warrants, they arrested me to only go in for a few hours and only to come out to have a court date. Came back here, I lost everything.
You mean the authorities had picked everything up?
Yeah, whoever got arrested that day.
That day, did you have warning that a sweep was coming?
Nope, it wasn't scheduled, it was an illegal sweep. Usually there's a website that we look at every day just to see what's going on, and there were nothing posted for that morning.
Were there service providers here offering you alternatives?
Yeah, there are some people that come, IHS outreach people. Uh-huh. But I had bad experience with shelters, or I went through that already.
Why did a shelter not work for you?
For my bad experience was sanitation-wise. See, one night I went to IHS, the first night, okay? And then during that night, I had to go use the bathroom. I went to walk to the restroom, and I smelled somebody in number two. And I was like, whoa, it's getting stronger and stronger. So when I got finally to the restroom, the stalls that had the toilets, the crap was just sitting on the ground, and nobody came and cleaned it. It was sitting there for I don't know how long. I left. There's bed bugs and stuff like that. So, but being here with everybody, like, I know how everybody is, and I take care of myself and the best I can, and it's been really tough and rough out here. Like, okay, this past week, like I just told you, they took everything. They even took my backup medication that I had. Lucky one of my friends over here, my family members over here, they videotaped it after we left, and they threw away everything. It's on Facebook right now.
So you were arrested
just to leave here for a few hours to get a court date and come back and everything is gone. The only thing I have left from what I had before going in is just a carpet that I lay my mattress on and everything.
What did you do then? Do you have a tent now? Where'd you get everything? How did you get?
I have basically whatever people have just been giving me. I have basically for right now nothing. Whatever I have right now is what I have. I've been just staying inside the park every night, right in the front of the pavilion.
You worked with outreach workers before?
I had two workers from, one from Queens Outreach and one from Kalipalam. I had two now.
What were they doing for you?
They were supposedly looking for housing for me.
Okay. When was this?
This was in December.
Okay.
Just put it this way. They said, until you get a solid source of income, then you get your housing. So when is that? Oh, it's so sad to say that. Yeah, I just thought about just now. Whatever I have, that's too much. Whatever I have in my life right now. Oh my God, it's crazy. I lost everything already. Wow, I lost everything already. I just thought about it just now. Wow, that's crazy.
Jonathan of Kalihi has experienced what so many fear.